here, but not knowing parliamentary procedure. After
I move
six
to
years.
Boy, no.
So, too soon. So, now that we're on the record, yeah, what does the mayor have to say about?
All right. I have I reviewed David's performance as a city manager over the past year, and I would like to give a favorable recommendation to the council on his performance and my vote of confidence for him moving forward, and ask for a motion to support that favorable recommendation.
I move to accept that recommendation. And I second.
Okay, so we have a motion from Larry and a second from Tim. Discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I want to say one thing, David. You mentioned the division of labor, the different roles we play in. You know, if I put myself in your shoes, it would be very difficult for me to be involved in the daily activities that you are involved with in this city and that you demonstrate such passion for, and the level of excellence that you bring in to your own job and that you instill in the city staff, and still let the city council do the dumb things that they do. So that's a character trait and an understanding of your job function and a respect for the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the state of Utah, and the laws and codes of the state and Nipley City that is incredibly admirable. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. You point out one of the most common sources of conflict between staff and elected officials at not just the city level, but federal, state, and that's overstepping one's role and forgetting what one's role is. And that is an important thing. And it is difficult, especially when you have people who that's all they do day in and day out. They have education in that area. They have years of experience in that area. And then someone gets elected to make decisions, and they don't always agree with the staff. But it is important, as you mentioned, it's a facet of our form of government, not just in the city but nationally, that the elected officials ultimately are the ones who decide, regardless of what staff thinks or recommends. And it can be challenging sometimes to do that, but I guess you guys make it easier because I think you make good decisions.
Also, in a smaller city, that you wear more than just one hat. I mean, sometimes you're janitor or sweeper. And I appreciate all the hats you wear, not only just the
management. Thanks. And we have awesome staff. That really makes my job so much easier. We have such a great team here, and everybody's willing to wear all those hats and do whatever needs to be done. And they do so many different things, and they're good at so many different things. And like, I was on vacation the last couple of weeks, that's why I wasn't at the last council meeting. And it was great to be able to relax. I wasn't worried that things would go wrong or wouldn't get done, and business got taken care of because we have great staff.
Appreciate everything you do. It's awesome. You're always on the cutting edge of training, new concepts, leadership. The things that you do are things that big cities do, you know. And you're able to still get them in, and that doesn't. Yeah, you don't just take the nonchalant over a little city. Why do we need to do a training every week? Instead, you take the initiative. So thank you.
I think it was reminded to me of the last league down in St. George. You always take care of us. Like, I'm always very prepared, not from so much my efforts, but the efforts that you do to make sure that I am in the know and I'm prepared, and I love that because I always, people will ask me, I talk a lot to Hiram, and I'm like, where are you standing? I don't know. Staff's got to figure it out. You know, like, because I just take it for granted that we're always taken care of, and I really appreciate that. That not only are we taken care of, you know, physically, I think that we're so, the communication is clear and open. And whenever I call or I send a text, it's the communication is there. And I just feel that that's great with our relationship, that we can depend on that response and that taking care of us. So, thank you.
Thanks for that feedback. And that's something, too, I would like to say is if you ever feel like you need to be communicated with in a different way, please let me know. Or we have a certain way that we do things and provide information to you. And like Tom's comment today about putting stuff in the box and when we put it in the box, it's important for us to hear that kind of feedback. Or if you want us to start communicating with you more, or if you want to meet with me and get more details about a certain project or initiative, please let me know. Because we kind of have our standard way of doing things, but if you ever want more or need more, let me know. I'm willing to meet with you, provide more information, whatever you want. That's why I'm here, is to help you.
I'll just add my last 2 cents to that. You know, I travel a lot. You guys know that. And I run into people all over the world that know where Logan, Utah is. And one of my goals that I feel like David really supports me in is 10 years from now, I want to be out traveling. And I want somebody to say, and I want to tell them I'm from Nimble, Utah. And I want to be with somebody else who's from Logan, and they say, I'm from Logan, Utah. And they say, Logan, isn't that little town just north of Nibley? And I think we got the right team to do that. So I don't want to be bigger than Logan. I just want to be next to older. Yeah. We've moved up, David. It's not Providence anymore.
Okay.
The bar's fired. All right. With that, if there's no further discussion, call for the vote. All in favor? Okay, it's unanimous.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. We are adjourned.